Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
And we are really, really thrilled about this season. You can grab a seat. Thanks, everybody. And to everybody watching at home, we know many people are visiting their families this weekend, long weekend, first long weekend since restrictions have lifted. And for those of you who are watching from extended family, relatives, etc., we hope you have a really great weekend with your family. We look forward to welcoming you back home really soon. And to everybody in the building, come on, can we put our hands together for everyone joining online right now? So great. And so great to have you with us. And as it is a family weekend, it is a long weekend. Next weekend, next Sunday, we start our new series, our family series. But this weekend, we just wanted to talk shop. We wanted to give you an update, if you like, on where we are at in terms of our vision giving and process towards building the new cathedral and all of the plans that you've seen on screen just a moment ago. The Bible says this in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no ability to see, you end up in trouble. Now, I know I told you this story many years ago, but it's so good, it's worth reiterating. When I was a child, I discovered that my dad, who was a pastor, if he didn't want to stay for too long with the people he was visiting, he would take me. And he would use me as the distraction or as the reason to say, sorry, Mrs. Smith, Glenn is a bit fractious. I need to take him home. Just to let you know, if ever Paul and Zoe Reed bring their kids to... No, we're not going to go there. And so we're driving one day to this house, this big property. We had some people in our church in Australia. They had a farm that was bigger than Wales. That's how big it was. It would take us 2.5 to 3 hours to drive from our house to their property and to where their homestead was. And my dad said to me, he said, Glenn, whenever there's a mess, crisis, you're in the middle. So here's the rules. Stay outside, don't go in the house. Now the Bible says where there's no ability to see, you end up in trouble. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And so I'm playing with my friend outside the house. We're riding some motorbikes. We're shooting some guns. We're doing the typical outback Australian thing. And then we started to fight, and the fight moved up to the back veranda. Now, the parents were sitting on the front veranda, drinking tea, eating cucumber sandwiches. And meanwhile, we're on the back veranda fighting. The fight, this playful fight, moves into the house, up the hallway, down the hallway, into the living room, and somehow my friend's flip-flop just got dislodged, my flip-flop got dislodged from my foot and started flying towards my friend's head. I don't know who did it. Couldn't have been me. It was definitely the devil. And as this flip-flop was flying towards my friend's head, he had the audacity to move his head. And as he moved his head, my flip-flop skimmed his ear and hit the top, the mantelpiece above the fire. Now on the mantelpiece, there was a vase. Some people would call it an urn. I was 12. The Bible says where there's no ability to see what's about to happen, you're going to end up in trouble. The urn started to rock back and forth. And as it fell from the mantelpiece, we dived to grab it. We both missed. It landed and exploded. And this white powder went into the air. And my friend said, Granddad. Now, at the time, I had no idea what he was talking about. But back in those days, You know, spare the rod, spoil the child. My mum and dad believed in the fivefold ministry gifts, and I received them very rapidly because where there's no ability to see what's coming, you end up in trouble, the Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 18. Let me give you a definition of vision. Vision is a clear image of a preferable future. That in your life, in your business, in our church, if we have a clear image of where we are going, then we have something powerful. Really what vision is vision gives us the ability to see today through future glasses. So if you join the gym to get healthy, it's not just you in the mirror now that you're looking at, but you are seeing yourself through future glasses, through what you will look like and be like in physical health in a year's time. That's called vision. Future glasses caused us to come to church this morning. Future glasses caused us to lift our hands. Future glasses causes us to declare things that are not as though they are. Now, we all have hopes and wishes. Every single one of us do. We all have hopes and wishes, but Elon Musk says this, wishful thinking is our greatest enemy. But friends, when your wishful thinking becomes a clear image, now you have vision. And vision is powerful. And all vision requires is faith. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, for we live by faith and not by sight. And so 13 years ago, when Audacious Church was started with 12 people, there was actually around 90 on the first Sunday who gathered. We didn't just see 90, we saw a church that stops the traffic. Numerically so large that our church and subsequent other churches become so large numerically that we're literally creating traffic jams across the nation because so many people are coming to faith and experiencing the wonder of Jesus Christ. And all we needed from 13 years ago together was faith to take the next step. I'm so thrilled to tell you all that in October last year, we took our vision offering 2020. Coming up on screen, you can see the amounts given. The total promised in that offering was £518,946. And the total amount that came in by the end of April was £492,703. How epic is that, friends? I mean, that's amazing. That is an amazing offering for any church to take during a COVID lockdown pandemic. It's truly brilliant, with 20% going to helping the vulnerable and expanding our reach. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite Laura Howard, who oversees our foundation, for us to come up and share a little bit about what we've been doing in that area. So come on, why don't we stand up and welcome Laura right now.
Brilliant. Well, we've had an absolutely fantastic last 6 months within Audacious Foundation. And if you remember, at the start of this year, we talked about 2021 being our biggest year yet. And we've definitely seen that in all of our programs across Audacious Foundation. And if you're watching it online, then you'll be able to see all of these slides. All you need to do is scan the QR code and you'll be able to follow us on those slides. And the last 6 months, we have, within the foundation, engaged over 6,000 people, which is absolutely fantastic.
Come on, absolutely. That's incredible, church.
And actually, the last 2 months have been our biggest numbers on record. And that's positive because it shows us that we're engaging more and more people on a month-by-month basis. And obviously operating in all four locations really helps us to achieve that as well. So that's absolutely brilliant. I guess the first thing to mention is that Audacious Foundation exists to serve the community. And as we know, there are lots of communities across the UK that are really struggling at the moment. And not just because of poverty and the issues that are brought up because of that, but as well, we know that the impact of COVID on our communities is having a real effect. And unfortunately, it's the communities that are already disadvantaged and deprived that are seeing those effects exacerbated. But the good news is that Audacious Church are committed to helping the vulnerable. And that's brilliant. So we do that in a range of different ways. We've got our A-teams guys that are out on the streets almost every night of the week now, as well food parcels that are going out to families that would usually be in receipt of free school meals. And we've even been able to partner with Manchester City Council over the winter months to be a part of provision 7 day a week breakfast provision. And a big shout out to all of our volunteers who've been getting up at 5 a.m. battling the cold. And really without those acts of sacrifice and generosity, we wouldn't be able to achieve what we've achieved. So in total, over the last 6 months, 17,843 meals provided, which is just brilliant. That's about 100 meals a day, which is absolutely fantastic. We've had some great achievements with our ongoing programmes, 125 new referrals into McMillan Solutions and providing ongoing support for families that are living with cancer as well. 92 students engaged with Audacious School of Language, which is absolutely brilliant. And they're meeting on a weekly basis, classes happening twice a week for students who are non-native English speakers and obviously facing quite a lot of social isolation at the moment, especially with those language barriers. We've been able to extend our partnerships with schools. This Easter we had two primary schools, teams going in to provide programmes for them as well as the food, and we've got ongoing conversations with them about how we can develop that over the next couple of terms, which is really exciting. And if you remember, we talked about two programmes that were new for 2021. And the first was Audacious Home. And Audacious Home really exists to provide housing and employment support for guys who are homeless and out of work. And within Audacious Home, we talk about this journey from street to stability. And really the heart behind it is that we don't just want to provide short-term immediate support for issues that are faced within the community, but also looking at long-term transformation. And you'll be happy to know that both of our flats are now occupied, which is fantastic. And those guys coming down twice a week to volunteer in church, engaging with A-teams. The great news is that we've been able to secure a third flat within the same building, which means that we're going to offer that service again to another one of our A-teams guys, which is brilliant. And the other programme that was new to 2021, Audacious Welcomes. So helping to resettle a family affected by the Syrian refugee crisis. And that's in partnership with four refugees. And there's been some great progress with that. The application's now sitting with Salford Council. And the great news is that the team are already working on a second application, which is going to be going into another local authority. And so we've got the possibility of resettling not just one family, but two families over the next couple of years, which can be absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Come on, can we put our hands together? Can we thank Laura for all she's doing? And massive thanks to everybody involved in the foundation. You are truly, truly brilliant. From our offering today, we've been able to put £98,500 into the Audacious Foundation for these projects and ongoing, which is epic. Also, we talked about expanding our reach, the offering going into expanding our reach. So, Pastors Mark and Emily, everybody.
Amazing. I love how the fact that that video 6 months ago was speaking about vision, and now a lot of those are stories that we're seeing, lives that we've changed, thousands of lives being changed through all the hours that have gone in. So great job, Audacious Church. Expanding our reach. One of the best ways to reach more people is to plant more campuses. And so we're super excited. Again, back in November, we announced about three brand new campuses, and we are actively doing that right now. We've made some incredible progress. Also here in Manchester, north and south locations are going to be starting their watch parties on Sunday the 23rd of May, which is super exciting. And so get ready for that if you're from the north or south. In Sheffield, Josh and Carly Cocker are our Sheffield campus pastors.
Stand up, Josh and Carly, so everyone in the building here can see you over there. There they are, everybody, with their two amazing boys.
And some incredible progress. They have put their house on the market, and so they are moving. And so we're super excited about that. Back in a couple of months ago, we had our first online interest night. We had 45 people come to an online interest night. And we've got people watching from Sheffield right now. It's great to have you with us, part of our church in Sheffield. And 20 of those went on to Complete Extraordinary Home, which is finding out all about the whys, the whats, and hows of Audacious Church. And we started a life group just a few weeks ago with 20 people in our first Sheffield life group, which is amazing. And in June, July, we've got a mission team from our Audacious College going to Sheffield. We're also going to be having Alpha online for people in Sheffield. And in July, we're going to be having our first in-person coffee night. Yes, in person, drinking coffee in a coffee shop.
Real people, yeah?
Yes, which is going to be amazing. Real people. So great things happening in Sheffield.
Brilliant. And then our Cardiff campus, Pastor Johnny and Miriam Cummings. Huge round of applause for these guys in the room. Love you guys. And these guys have been doing an amazing job over the last few months, doing great background work. And God's doing what He does, the orchestrating amazing families, just all coming, individuals and families coming with their own God story of why they're going to be joining Cardiff campus. And really, things kick off and accelerate this month. So this month, we launch our first ever Cardiff Interest Night on Thursday, the 20th of May. So if you are watching online now from Cardiff, around Cardiff, you know people who are in Cardiff. Then I encourage you, make sure you book in for our first interest night in May. And then after that, we'll go on to do Extraordinary Home and launch our first small groups in Cardiff. So all exciting.
And let me just say this. It is worth saying that already we're getting people connecting to our Cardiff campus from Bath, from Bristol, other parts of South Wales as well, because Church Alive is worth the drive. Am I right, everybody? I know it's cliche, but it works. So worth travelling to, folks.
Yeah, amazing. So there are two brand new physical campuses, Sheffield and Cardiff. You can connect today, so make sure you do that if you're watching from anywhere near those regions. Also, Chester, Pastor Lee and Lizandri Brown started leading the campus just in January. And so they've just completed one term leading as campus pastors in Chester, doing an incredible job. 1,000 people in the city have been engaged with through 9 different high schools that we're partnering with in Chester. They've had over 100 people connect with our service in Chester in the last term alone. And so Chester is growing and we're super excited about what's happening there as well.
Brilliant. And lastly then, our online campus with Pastor Paul and Adé Regana doing a phenomenal job as well. And really, this our online campus is helping us not only expand our reach here in the UK, but also globally. Church, every single week we are joined by people watching from over 40 countries around the world, which
is amazing. So good.
So good. And this month we launched our Zoom Connection Lounge, which I love. So after every service, people can jump on a Zoom call and actually physically see each other, connect with one another all over the globe, which is awesome. And just this week, we are going to be launching our first online small groups, which I just think is amazing. Again, if you are online, you've joined us online, we want to say a huge welcome. So glad that you're part of the Audacious family. And for everything that we've mentioned, all the slides you've seen, you can connect in, you can book in. There's links in the chat right now. So I encourage you to do that.
Amazing.
Brilliant. Come on, let's put our hands together, Mark and Em. And why don't you welcome to the stage Mark Steele and Johnny Bracegirdle right now. We're going to give you some updates on our exciting building project, our new cathedral in Manchester.
Brilliant. Great to be with you. I'd just like to take my friend Wilson.
Hey, church. Nice to see you. So, Pastor Mark, since 2017, tell us what's been happening with the building.
So, since 2017, we have done lots and lots with the building. There's been lots of things happening. We've had an up and down journey. We've had incredible blessings, incredible favour. And one of the most important things to know is that the church is absolutely growing. Did you know that since 2017, when we first started this journey, we have seen 25% increase in Sunday attendance on adults, 40% increase of kids, and over 1 million people join by clicking our website. That's some incredible figures. But One of the ones that I think is most incredible is we've actually served 92,000 meals to people in and around the city. That's over 100 a day, which I think is absolutely outstanding, which is pretty much why we need a new building. Because it's like this. Our church is healthy and growing like this plant. But what we really need for this plant to get bigger is to transplant it into a new pot. That's why we need a new building, because we are healthy and we are growing. And let's not let this stop us.
So we started our vision campaign in 2017.
Yeah.
So as you say, it's been a roller coaster of a journey. So give us some building details. Let's talk about that roller coaster.
Amazing. So the roller coaster was amazing. In December 2017, we actually got planning permission, which was brilliant for the design I like to call the paperclip. But then, about 2 months later, our architect actually switched and left jobs. So we had no architect to complete it. So what we then had to do was re-tender our architect, which was quite a long process. We re-tendered, we got a new design, and it'll come up on the screen just now. When this beautiful new design came up, it also landed with a £40 million price tag. We had came to you and said, well, the building's going to cost £25 million. So we knew that that was not the way forward. After that happened, what we did was, at the same time, people started becoming interested in our land. They looked at this incredible site that God has given us, this amazing site in the city centre of Manchester, and started saying, we'd like to build apartments. We'd like to do something with you. We'd like a joint venture. We could build your apartments and church together. So there's some images on screen really quickly of what was muted. Our bit is the orange and the yellow, but above it is apartments. One people came to us and said, we could put between 500 and 700 apartments and build your church, which would mean at 25K a plot, you can have £17.5 million. Well, as trustees, Johnny, what?
Yeah, definitely. As a trustee, you know, it was our, the Bible tells us we've got to be wise. So we definitely had to do our due diligence and look into the possibility of building so many apartments, because there was a possibility of actually getting the building virtually debt-free. So we did that, but that took time, and that time is kind of part of the delay.
Yeah.
But we investigated, we dig deep into it, and as the leadership team and the trustees, we all got together at the end of the process. When we got an offer on the table, we fasted, we prayed, we sought God on it for a number of days, we met up. And the answer was, because this plot was given as a seed, it was a miracle gift to us, this building, that we didn't want to share it. God was telling us not to share it and to carry on building. And that's what we did.
And it's worth saying within that, that the suggestions that they gave us at the initial part of the scheme, that they were going to give us 17 million, turned out not to be 7 million. It turned out to be...
it was about £4 million in the end.
Yeah.
So... but we had to do that due diligence. So after that, we then moved to, we are going to build a phased solution. So on screen, you'll see we are going to start phase one, which is the pink fit. So this is what it looks like. This is phase one, which includes the car park, a link building, which is going to give us some incredible facilities. Then we'll build phase two, which is on the front, which gives us an even more attractive frontage. In the phase two, there'll be the kids' play centre. There'll be much more facilities. It'll be absolutely amazing. And then finally, we'll chop a bit off the end of this building and do the blue section, which is phase three. So that is where we're at. And I can tell you now that since November, we've got real momentum going on. We've been able to do some incredible things. Planning permission for phase one has been submitted, which is absolutely amazing. And we will show you a few screens of what that looks like now. Whilst that's coming up on screen, if you want to see more of that 3D visual fly through, come and see us afterwards outside in the building. So if we can skip forward, we'll see the new phase one drawings now. There we go. So on the left-hand side, you can see the car park and the link building, which is absolutely stunning. There's loads and loads of space outside. One of the most incredible things is we will get a frontage onto Trinity Way that says, hello, you're welcome, we're here.
Brilliant. Come on, can we thank the building team? So brilliant, guys. Thank you so much.
So, wisdom determines that we have a phased building approach. We've put up three phases on screen, and can we go back to the three phases, the three images up there? Because I also want to highlight to you the possible fourth phase as well. And the possible fourth phase is that at some future point, we can knock down this amazing shed that we have here and continue the building project moving back over this space into the back car park. But we need continued favour with our city council. The planning application is in right now for phase one. We want to thank you for that. Listen, since 2017, I know it feels like a long time, doesn't it? I remember where I was sat. Do you remember that? That was a three-year giving campaign. We then extended by another year as well. Since 2017, as a church, here's financially what you have sown into the building project. You have sown £3.6 million has gone from all of us into the building offering, which is incredible. 2017 to 2019, that huge campaign that we launched, £3.1 million, and then the Own It, which effectively finished at the end of April, came in at $492,000. We're going to give people an opportunity at the end of this service to redeem any existing kind of pledges that you have into that as well. And of the $3.6 million, here's what we've spent. We have spent $367,000 on building fees, architects' fees, engineering, pre-survey, surveys, pre-existing surveys, drilling into the ground to see what's beneath the ground, etc. And also $98,000 thereabouts has gone into the vision offering, which we talked about, helping the vulnerable, expanding our REITs, etc., etc., etc. And you have been part of that. We want to thank you for your giving. That's where we are at. Listen, we'll be at the gazebo outside afterwards. If you have any questions about any of the vision offerings, anything to date, we want to make sure that we're giving you all the answers that we have available to us, to you, because this is our vision. And where there is no vision, the people perish. But where there is vision, a clear image of a preferable future, wishful thinking turns into reality as we walk step by step with faith in Jesus' mighty name. In a moment, I'm going to ask Pastor Paul to come up and close the service for us, give us an opportunity to give, and also invite any of us in the room here or anybody watching online. You're not connected with Jesus. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that in a moment. Let me tell you what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. In a few months' time, we're going to launch a series on opportunity and talk about what opportunity looks like in your life as an individual, in the life of your business as well. But the word opportunity, it means this. It means a break, a chance, a moment, an occasion, an opening, a time. And it feels like there are significant moments in all our lives where there is that break, chance, moment, occasion, possibility, opening, time. There was certainly a break, a moment, a chance, a possibility for me to propose to the lady sitting on the fourth row over there, and she said yes. There was a moment of opportunity for you to launch your business. There was a moment of opportunity for you to step into a new day, a new season. And we certainly feel that as a church, that it is opportunity time for us. We're in a season of great opportunity, declaring this to be our greatest year yet as a local church. One of the things I've discovered about God's opportunities in the Bible is they rarely come wrapped. Really, you don't tend to see God's opportunities for what they are. We tend not to. We tend to miss opportunities because they're not wrapped. In other words, what I recognize and realize is in reading scripture that God's opportunities usually present themselves as a challenge. When I read the Bible, we see that God's opportunities come in the sense of God saying to Noah, build a boat, but there's no plans to build a boat. God's opportunities come in the light of God speaking to Moses and Joshua saying, cross this flooded place, cross this sea, and yet there's no bridge. God opportunities look like a giant when all you have is a sling and five stones. God opportunities look like you being in debt currently, but what can God do with a life totally surrendered to Him? God opportunities look like a marriage that's currently in crisis, but a clear image of a preferable future sees a healthy, long-lasting marriage. God opportunities look like a house that, of your dreams that seems impossible, but God brings us to a break, a chance, a moment, a possibility, an opening, a time. God opportunities look like the impossible. But I want you to know, church, that you, the children of God, were born for the impossible. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith, all things are possible. So we want to say to Elon Musk, Elon, we haven't got wishful thinking. We haven't got wishful thinking today. What we have is we have vision, a clear image of a preferable future. 2 years ago, I was in a restaurant in the city center of Manchester having dinner with one of our favorites, Reggie Dabbs. The waitress serving me, she said, oh, what do you do? I said, I'm a minister of a church. She said, what church? I said, Audacious Church. She says, I hate that church. I said, why? Reggie looked at me with big eyes. Why? She says, well, I work in the city center, but I live just on the other side of your church. And every day I catch the bus to church. But when your church is in session, I can't catch the bus because your church stops the traffic. Come on, let's be people of vision in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online, every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.